Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So it's Tech Charge on a Tuesday. We're going to do amazing things. What did you, how have you been, Wiz? I actually haven't found out from you. Like, I haven't seen you in a while. This is the beginning of a new week. I know it's Take Charge on a Tuesday. We've got big things this week coming, right?
Yeah, just like we said before, hashtag I choose to be happy. I choose to take charge on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You know what? And it's always cool to be here. So it's great to be here. And, you know, it's a good platform to just chat about a couple of things. Like, well, for instance, the big thing for me right now is the Young Leader Seminar that's coming up. You know, my body is feeling it. I'm relaxed, but my body is not. Like, I feel my back, like, making these
so
knots.
So subconsciously,
things.
Like, things are happening.
As I walked into the studio, like, I started feeling these cramps at my on my back, and I'm like, what is going on? I guess, you know, it's just a bit of anxiety, a little bit of stress as we're coming along.
I just think it's becoming real, and we realize that this is bigger than us,
yeah.
Bro. So we have to make sure that it's 100%
Man,
success.
I put the poster up on on Facebook. It's got, like, I think 70,000 views right now. It's going crazy. Likes are also extreme. I think something in the thousands.
Mm.
And yeah, man, it's real. It's here. And
yeah.
It's pretty exciting. So the 22nd of July, Friday, is going to be a lit day at Pretoria.
It's going to go down, Baba. You like it's going to go down. I was talking to Gareth about it. And I mean, in the name of Nelson Mandela Day, we were just talking about leadership and all of that on the show yesterday. And he was saying, what are we going to expect? Like, I just told him straight, we're going to tell the truth about what leadership is in South Africa and what role we as the youth play. We're going to go in. We're not trying to hold back and be diplomatic about stuff, but we'll bring our authentic point of view on what leadership is all about.
Mm.
So, hey, man, get yourself a ticket. Make sure you're there on Friday evening. It's going to go down. I think it's going to be the beginning of a different view on leadership, especially within our country and especially within our youth. The young leaders unite in 3 days. It's going down, bro.
Shucks, it's only 3 days?
Yeah, that's why your body's acting up, bro.
Oh,
like,
man, you just made it worse.
Ah,
is it in four? Give me some more time. Yo,
yeah,
3 days. All right, guys. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I hope I'm going to see you there. It's always something that we always look forward to. So, yeah, Friday is a big day. 6 o'clock. The Museion Theatre, the University of Pretoria main campus. It's going to go down.
It's going to be real, man. So yesterday I was fortunate enough to go to a school in Soweto, right, for Nelson Mandela Day. And it got me thinking, you know, we need to do more projects like that in South Africa. But is Nelson Mandela Day something that's really clouding our view? Or is it, I believe it's a worthy cause, but why can't Nelson Mandela Day be every day? That's my problem.
I was about to say that. I did a voiceover just the other day that was saying, make every day a Nelson Mandela Day.
Because
we need to make every day, you know, a day that a day where you are being more like the qualities of Mandela. Like,
yeah.
So you be more giving, be more generous, be more forgiving, be more, you know, courteous. Whatever it is that you associate the man with its leadership and so on. And I mean, who says you can't be the next Mandela? Who says be more Simpiwe is not a good hashtag to do as well, you know?
Yeah.
So we need to, you know, just be kind people. In fact, I've got this weird analogy, or maybe say, let me say, I think I figured out life in a way. You know, it is all almost like energies. Like, when you do something, you get back what you give. Like, it's almost like a what you put in, you get out equation, right? And it's based on, if you do anything negative, if you do anything bad to someone, you're gonna get it back, not from this person directly, but eventually, somehow,
so in
you're
essence,
gonna get
you reap what you sow, right?
Yeah, yeah. But here's the interesting thing. This is all mathematical, because what you do bad, right?
Yeah,
is multiplied by the feeling of the victim. So, for instance, if you really, really felt horrible because of what has happened, what is coming back to me is what I did multiplied by how it made you feel.
Shucks, bro.
So that's how it is. I think I'm going to write a book about it someday, because I really think this is true. And it's also the positive of it is also true. So when I do something good to you, yeah. for you, right? Even if this thing might not have mattered much to me, but it is, the equation is what I've done multiplied by how you felt about what I've done. So if it was like the world to you, it was a one rand for me, but it was the world to yeah. you. Multiply the feeling that you have with
what I've done,
with what I've done, and that will almost give you what I will get back. But it's also multiplied by how I felt about doing it. So for instance, if I felt, yo, it was my last, it was so difficult, and it took a lot for me yeah. to do this. This is also, that means, you know, it's positive, because it took a lot of you to give what you gave, you know, whether it is what was your time, whether it was your forgiveness, it really took everything of you, and then you appreciated it quite a lot.
Yeah.
Multiply that by the deed, that's what I'll get back. But also the inverse obviously is true. So if, for instance, I'm doing it but out of a half-hearted heart, I'm not really in this thing.
Yeah.
So now what you're doing is, imagine multiplying something with a minus sign.
Mm.
The reverse is
the
not
magnitude
as
is negative.
Not as great. Yeah, yeah. yeah. So what you want to do is you want to give, but you want to give from a positive place where you really want to give. And sometimes you even sacrifice things that, you know, they really mean a lot to you, or they're taking a lot of you
yeah.
to give. And if then that multiplied by how this person feels about receiving this that you have given is what you will get back somehow. Somewhere in your life, whether it is in one sphere or the other. Because, yeah. I mean, we have different spheres. We have, you know, relationships. Then we have financials. Then we have, somewhere in your life.
Yeah.
You're going to get back what you gave in another sphere.
So basically, you get back what you've invested multiplied by the energy that you put in.
Yeah.
That's the summary. But hey, bro, I feel like you need to draw this, you need like a blackboard or something.
But you feel me, right?
I feel you.
This could be a book.
It could be a book, and thanks. You definitely need to get it out there into the world, bro.
I really figured out this philosophy, and I really think that I'm onto something. I feel like a genius. Yes.
Definitely, bro. But definitely, I want to ask you something more important now, because with everything that we've been talking about, how do we shift the culture within our country to give the right energy and make sure that the right energy is out there in the world? Because it's not only about receiving, but rather being an example, or investing in the youth of our country, or investing in people, because that's what, in essence, leadership and Nelson Mandela Day is all about. But how do we become more consistent about that?
You know, so I once heard that when we do things half-heartedly, sometimes you need to think back to the time you did something half-heartedly.
Mm.
What was on your mind when you were doing it?
Mm.
And chances are you were not thinking of the opportunity, but you were thinking of the obligation.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. And I think sometimes that's the thing right there. If you see obligation rather than opportunity, then you will lack to see the value of certain things, and you might not even do it to the fullest, you know.
Mm.
So you need to be looking and focusing on the opportunity that lies ahead. You know, sometimes you have the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah.
But you know, you're not even seeing the opportunity, you're seeing the obligation. So you do it half heartedly, you know, sometimes you don't even participate, and so on. So I really think that you know, as a youth, we need to be looking at opportunities in certain things. You know, you get asked to volunteer, look at the opportunity to meet new people, meet people that are involved in this type of thing, so that you can maybe one day open your own or do something similar. But now you've got relationships that you can build from that could help you in other spheres.
Mm.
And normally we are too focused on the obligation and we don't see the opportunity.
So basically we're focused on what I can get back rather than what I can give, right? Because it's basically selfishness versus selflessness, because leadership is in essence very selfless. You're giving to people, you're serving people, and in the end you will receive naturally. You might receive 10 times just like you're equating, or much more. But if you're coming into a situation where you're thinking, okay, I'm doing this, but what am I getting back? You're not really focusing on the opportunity and what you can give and how you can truly impact and influence the people that you're working with, right? Because that changes the dynamic, because we're living in a world where you want things to come to you you. It's mine. I want to do this. It's for me. I want to get paid for this. I want to do that. But leadership, in essence, is not really, I keep on saying this, it's not really about positions or title, about what you can get, but rather serving the people and meeting the needs of the people, because that's how you, in essence, change the culture. When you stop focusing on yourself, because it really isn't about you. The moment you get the revelation that it isn't about you, you really are a leader. Because you realize that you've been you're the one you're waiting for to change things, and you're not going to complain about so and so doing this and that, but rather you're going to invest in people and change what's happening in our nation. So yeah, Nelson Mandela Day is not about one day; it's about realizing and learning from the leaders that paved the way for us. And moving forward from that, because we need to be that example. We need to be those leaders that rise up in these times in order to create the future we need. Because those guys sacrificed a lot, and we're thankful for people like Mandela. And we commemorate his birthday, but now it's our time to rise and shine, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, on Twitter, as I said, it for the Young Leaders Seminars, hashtag YLS2016. Myself, you can catch me on Twitter at Weza That Guy. No underscore, no down dash, no nothing.
And I'm at Simpiwe Petros. And it's going to be an interesting week. All I can say is that you may need to make sure that you're at the Young Leaders Seminar 2016. We're redefining the narrative on youth leadership.
It's Tuesday. Choose to take charge.
Yeah, man. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. So worldwide trends, we've spoken about a lot today. We've spoken about what's happening in our country, local trends. We've spoken about taking charge on a Tuesday and what leadership is all about. But now we're going to go into worldwide trends. But before we get into worldwide trends, I want to ask you something that happened locally. We haven't spoken about this, but I really want to get into this. Yesterday, I saw Open Up the Industry trending again. And you know why? Simply because of what's happening at Metro FM. You know, I was talking to producer Kat earlier, and she was saying, you know, it was quite interesting to see Somizi move to the SABC in such a time where there's so much turmoil at the SABC. So I don't know if you heard, but yesterday Somizi started hosting the morning show with Kanye and Bao. And it went down on Twitter. People were feasting on them, Baba.
Really?
What was happening? They were not impressed with how Somizi and Kanye were like holding themselves down on the show. Bro, like, I literally looked at Twitter. My trend list had Kanye and Bao, Somizi, Mo Flavor, Fat Joe, Pull Tusi. People were saying, no, you know what? Somizi and Kanye and Bao doesn't make sense. These are just big names. Why don't they open up the industry to young people that are doing amazing things? This is an opportunity to invest in the future of our country. Oh, even put Fat Joe in the afternoon drive and Mo Flavor. Mo Flavor was doing amazing things in the morning fix. Why change the morning fix now? So yeah, man, open up the industry. The youth are waiting, bro.
Hashtag open up the industry, dog.
We out here. We're trying to do big things. But let's go into worldwide trends. Melania Trump is still going in. You know, we spoke about what's happening in local trends. Melania Trump was going in, yeah, locally. But worldwide, people all over the world are talking about Melania Trump. And I'm going to read some of those tweets again. So Rory Kimber said, hashtag famous Melania Trump quotes, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. That sounds like Martin Luther King, doesn't it, bro?
Oh, wow. She used the words, I have a dream. I think she just wants to be famous.
Yeah.
And she wants to be quoted, you know, and remembered and stuff like that. So she thought, she was just saying, well, you know, I'm going to even try to do this in my Donald Trump impersonation. What I was trying to do is I was just trying to draw inspiration from, you know, from people that are like-minded, just like me. And I'm just,
I'm just trying to be out.
Yeah, so I think she was just trying to draw inspiration. That's all. She wasn't trying to, you know, she wasn't trying to bite anyone's tweet or speech. She was just trying to draw inspiration.
And I just think
she started the conversation with, I have a dream. Because can't we all have dreams?
We can.
Yeah. So she had a dream too. Like,
look at you. It's just with the hand and everything.
It's just a white dream, okay?
I just wish people could see you like going in, like defending Melania Trump. At Ndeshi 005 said, we are the world. We are the children. Hey, these are very, people are just feasting on her, bro.
Yeah, like, shame.
Ish, but it's okay, man. Like, I'm on a feast also. I'm having fun reading these.
She's like, aren't we the world? I am part of the world, aren't I? Yeah, man. Like, shame. Poor lady.
Last quote. Last tweet. At Autumnal Tulip. They said, cause is the thriller. Thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike.
that's Michael Jackson,
right? Thriller, yeah.
Oh goodness.
People are going in. I don't know if you've heard of Troye Sivan. He was trending last night or today actually on hashtag Troy on Fallon. And the only reason he was trending was because he was on Jimmy Fallon's show.
Oh yeah.
But interesting fact that this Troye Sivan, he was South African born. He's a South African born Australian singer who lives in America. And I didn't even know about this kid. He was born in Joburg, and people were going in and they love him, bro, in America.
Mm.
So these are some of the tweets I got. Very interesting. So at Neon Blue Sivan said, I'm so proud of Troy. He's come so far. Hashtag Troy on Fallon. At Louis F.T. Harold said, I'm so proud of you. And then they have the heart. At Troye Sivan. Hashtag Troy on Fallon. I don't know what he did. I don't even know some of his songs, but apparently he's doing big things in America, yeah, bro.
I think I need to go to America. I need to export myself.
The next Trevor Noah.
Yay, man.
Where's that guy doing big things in America? Thank
you very much. You spoke life into it.
You know, it is Tuesday, bro, so we're declaring.
I choose to be worldwide. Where's our worldwide? Doesn't that make sense?
It does, eh?
It makes sense to me too.
Okay, man. So the next worldwide trend was hashtag love for Leslie Jame. So I don't know if you know Leslie Jame. She's a new actress who was in the Ghostbuster movies.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a picture here.
Is your
Whether you can see.
Let me decide. I'm going to look on the internet right now. I'm going to go to images and look at this lady. What you call her name?
Leslie J.
Leslie J. Oh my gosh.
Please describe her to us.
Oh my gosh. She is an Indian nightmare. No, I refuse to use the word nightmare, but you know, she's just a bad dream that you wake up from. All right, guys. No, like, you know, she's got nice jewelry.
You know, it's basically saying that, oh no, she's got a great personality, you know.
You know, she makes jokes and stuff, and you like her teeth, like she's got straight teeth.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, her
that's about
hair,
it, right?
Like, stands up straight, you know, quite straight.
Oh snap. Know? And it really is up straight.
Someone said, to be more diplomatic, I need to describe such people as, She looks like a mom. Yeah, done.
That's it.
That is very safe.
So you were saying Indian nightmare, but she's been having a Twitter nightmare, bro. It's been lit on the Twitter streets for her because, funny enough, she's one of the main actresses in the new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh yeah.
So back in the day, Ghostbusters was an all male cast. Now the new Ghostbusters is an all female cast. How does that make you feel, Wizard? Because I feel like I used to watch Ghostbusters. We used to go in, you know.
Woman empowerment. That's all I'm saying. You know how these things are, man.
We're living in those times.
That's why some men are doing the whole transgender thing, but they're trying to get some of that beef of the woman empowerment, bro. Everyone's trying to get that slice. I actually had to work with a transgender person.
What?
Yeah.
Where, like, bro?
On Friday, I had to MC at an event, and my organizer was a man and I was a woman, fully long hair, jewelry,
what,
dressed up, did the surgery, boobs, everything. Apparently the one that's coming next is a uterus transplant.
What?
Yeah, it's
this
crazy.
This is a real
dog.
Thing in South Africa,
like, also. Not just cross dress, no. She's fully full blown, like, did the surgery, got the hormones, everything. And the interesting and the scary part is that you almost couldn't tell.
What?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Now, if she puts in, or he, she, that, yeah, uterus, then what do you can't even say he anymore. Only the brain is now a man, but the body is a woman.
Basically, and she is a woman. He is a woman.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, if you start dating someone like that, then you wouldn't know that she was a man. So if she doesn't ever tell you, what would you do? Like, if or maybe she tells you only afterwards, like, did you know I was a man before? But like, now you guys are dating. You guys have been dating for a while. And apparently with this uterus transplant, she can actually have kids.
I have no words, bro. Like, I think ignorance is bliss in situations like that.
Oh, so you would date her if she didn't tell you?
I would pray that she never tells me.
You don't want her to tell
you? Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Now she's telling me other things. Now I'm just going to be looking
at her. Does that make you gay? Like if she was a man before, but now she's a woman?
No, it doesn't, because you didn't know. You didn't know.
Yeah, that's exactly the new excuse in prison as well. I didn't know, but I didn't know.
It's real out here, bro. It's real, dog. It's a real thing. But back to Leslie J, bro. So she was having some serious hate on Twitter because of the fact that the new Ghostbusters movie is an all-female cast. So some people feel that it's taking away from their childhood memories. And she was having some serious racist tweets coming at her. And
Did she reply or was she just quiet?
So she was staying strong at the beginning. She tried to stay strong.
Yeah.
But then she couldn't help herself.
Oh, no.
She couldn't help herself. She had like a session on Twitter where she was tweeting some serious things. And she was just going in and saying that the fact that Twitter aren't doing something to hold down on this hate speech thing and racism is a problem, because Twitter's guidelines aren't really strong enough to neglect, to prevent hate speech.
Yeah.
So she went in, and then some people tweeted back, and some people were tweeting in her defense, some people were tweeting against her. So, but let's read some of the tweets that we got here.
Okay.
So at that reel, Dupri said, people are saying racist hatred towards hashtag love for Leslie J for being in a movie. That's so effing stupid. Aside from racism itself, it's time to grow the F up, people. So that's at the reel, Dupri. At Saskilo TL, they said, can't wait to see the new Ghostbusters film because it's an amazing cast. Hashtag love for Leslie J at Liz Dog. And then at Ballzohard, it seems to me that at Twitter will do nothing to stop racist tweets because it profits off the black experience. Hashtag stay woke. Hashtag love for Leslie J, bro. How do you feel about Twitter and their guidelines, bro?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I am very scared of Twitter. Like, yeah. I really try my best to behave like you don't mess with Twitter, man. Twitter will handle you.
Especially black Twitter,
you
bro.
You end up trending. Like, I know Lesejo ended up trending the other time.
Yeah, bro.
They handled him. So he was just like, guys, come help me. I was like, no.
He called me. I'm like, Lesejo. He's like, yeah, so I need your help on Twitter. I'm like, okay, hold on. Let me call Weza. I'm like, Weza, did you see what happened on Twitter? Let's talk one's help. I'm not getting involved.
I was like, nah, dog. Nah, dog. But the good thing is, I mean, he trended later on for a positive thing again. So, I mean, Twitter's like that. One day they hate you. One day they like you.
You can't take it seriously, bro. Yeah. If you take it seriously, you'll lose your mind. Because, yeah. Like, people will always try and handle you for an opinion.
Mm.
And it's a platform where you share your opinion. Yeah. I've been feasted upon on Twitter for unnecessary things, bro.
Is it?
For unnecessary
what
things.
What was one of them?
Bruh, I was just talking about Fees Must Fall and how it wasn't really a black versus white fight, but really a fight for class.
Yeah.
Yo, people were saying, you're so idealist, you're so ignorant. What's your problem, Simpi? You just need to shut up.
Kids from Saint Tonton.
It's real out there, dog.
Yeah,
it's real.
Well, normally when I MC an event, it trends on Twitter. But the one time I trended on Twitter was because of bread.
Mm.
Yeah. That's
bread.
Bread.
No,
bread.
I think you need to elaborate. Bread. Wait. Bread.
So it had this picture of bread that expired on the 30th of February.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it's amazing. Albany has come up with a bread that will never expire. This is amazing, world class, breaking the world record technology. And people were just like, quah! Because, I mean, think about
You're a joker.
30th of February?
Yeah, like, it makes...
Really? Yeah, yeah.
I saw that picture.
I think it was like picture. The 29th of February, but the date was... I mean, I think this year we had a leap year, right?
Yeah, so, but there's no such thing as the 30th of February.
Yeah, yeah. I think 30th or the 29th, whatever they did, it was funny.
Mm.
And that's the type of trends I make. So
okay.
At least I try to play safe, man.
You're very intentional, bro. It's a very good thing.
Try to behave on Twitter.
But all I can say, my advice to you is, if you're trending on Twitter and people are hating on you, just keep quiet, bye bye. Because if you try and go in, they're gonna
just switch off your phone and go to sleep. Yeah. Tomorrow it will all just be a dream.
Because you're just adding fuel to the fire if you reply to somebody. So hey, man, keep it real. Stay strong, and don't allow Twitter to get control of you. So as it's been a day, I'm glad we've had fun. I mean, we've spoken about a lot, and until Tuesday, bro. Until Thursday, actually, and then Friday. This is a very big week for us.
Yeah, this is definitely the one. Thursday is going to be our last show before the Young Leader Seminar. Hashtag YLS2016. Get your tickets at CompuTicket for only 100 Rand.
Yeah, man. See you there, man.
I'll see you there.